Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're approaching the holiday weekend. One of the biggest grilling days of the year is coming up on Thursday, which is going to mean we all get a four-day weekend, hopefully. That's what I'm doing. Actually, I'm headed up to see Captain Ken on the 3rd and going to go out and drown some crawlers and see if I can bring in a little pile of walleye. But you're listening to Grilling Guys, live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the radio, and today we're going to talk about building the perfect burger for Independence Day, and that's what I'm all about. It's just a burger.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite things on the grill. It's a go-to. We'll cover a lot of ground with these burgers, because the reason it's such a cool thing is that there's a lot of flexibility with a burger, even the kind of burger that you have. But and we'll talk a little bit about that.
And I know at first you might think, gosh, are you really going to talk to me about a hamburger? Well, to be honest with you, lots of people do things with hamburgers that are they're just not right. So we're going to try and correct some common mistakes. We're going to try and point you in a few directions that maybe you haven't looked in. Maybe you have. Maybe this will all be reruns. But you know what? We're going to have so much fun. Just hang out anyway and tolerate us, because it's all about the burger for Independence, Bubba.
That is. And I'm looking forward to it. Just have a couple small little get-togethers over the next 4 days, 5 days, that are going to be that whole fourth thing. I'm going to work Monday, and then I'm taking Tuesday through the rest of the week off. I just had a couple things I had to do, but really looking forward to that, you know, almost week of vacation and hanging out with just some friends. And when you're a grilling guy like Bob and I are, oftentimes this is one of the time of year where we have the pleasure of hanging out with people and cooking some barbecue or whatever it is we're going to grill, because I enjoy the fact that I get to cook for people. I get a lot of satisfaction out of watching that first bite, right? And they go, ooh, wow, yeah, I haven't had anything like that before.
What do you call that? It's a Kogel Vienna.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Hey,
I served a curve.
I had the pleasure of going to my godson's graduation last weekend in Troy, Michigan. Ian graduated, and Ian's a bright fellow. He's going to be some sort of NASA scientist or something. He speaks on levels I can't understand, but he's extremely intelligent and a very quiet kid. But the crowd that turned up was lots of fun. We had a great time with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Maureen's little brother, Stephen, you know him. And the cool thing is they hired a barbecue catering company, and I immediately said when I got there Friday night or Saturday morning, I said, why didn't you tell me? I'd have done barbecue. And they said, we don't want you working. Now go set up some chairs and tables.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, and you know, being a barbecue guy, I'm like, oh boy, what do we have coming? I'm all worried. It's like, I hope it's good, because nothing worse than getting stuck with the whole menu being from somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
Right.
As it turns out, the company, and I want to give them a shout out, they're called Bad Brad's, and I looked them up online. They have like 4 outlets in the Southeast Michigan market, the Detroit area. Dude, the brisket was perfect. The mac and cheese was something to be proud of. The beans were very good. Not as good as mine, but the beans were very good. I mean, close. Just a little different, right? You know,
right.
You always make them.
Got their twist.
You make them the way you like them.
Right.
They served tortilla shells with it, so you could make yourself a nice little brisket or pulled pork wrap, which I thought was really clever. I always go with cornbread.
Right.
And it's like, that's pretty nice because people like tortilla shells.
Right.
And they were flour tortillas.
And they're easy to handle.
Here's the best part. When the dude left, he left all this brisket and pulled pork and the beans, and his slaw was fantastic. Absolutely
creamy
fantastic.
Or vinegar?
It was creamy, and it had apples in it the way I make it, and it was very close to the way I would say.
Are you hearing the theme? Are you hearing the theme? If it's like the way Bob makes it, then it's really good. Stop.
Well, you know, you do judge people based on what you do, right?
Sure. Like, well, that's your frame of reference.
If you're driving on the left side of the road in England, you'd say he's a good driver.
Right.
So when they were done, and we're getting into the beers later on, it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and we're on the patio having fun. That brisket and all those tortilla shells are sitting there in little tins, and it's like, man, I'm feeling hungry again. Just grab a tortilla shell, throw a few chunks of brisket on there. I had sliced up some really nice deli dills in really razor-thin fashion, laid some of those across there. He had some wonderful sauces, make their own sauces. And what a great snack. Threw a little cheese on there, and that made for a great wrap about 9 o'clock because there was no midnight nachos going to happen that night.
Right. But it was just, again, a family,
bad Brad's,
family get-together.
Bad Brad's. And I want to give one other shout-out. A guy I work with at Carrier, he has been with the company 30-some years, and his name is Bob Oltersdorf. He lives up in Gaylord, Michigan. Bob is
God's
the guy.
Country.
He's like Tim Sobey. He's the guy you meet, and you instantly love him. He's just a great guy. He does a lot of our training. He's one of our techs. He's retiring. He's about 62, 63 years old, and he's just a – when he puts on an HVAC class, even as boring a subject as that is, you're just going to be enthralled with it. So farewell to a guy who job well done, Bob Oltersdorf.
Cool, man. That's good. You know what? Hopefully we both get there someday.
Yeah.
Where we can retire. But until then, you're stuck with us, man.
Oh, he did it all right, too.
Right. If you've got a bunch of people coming over for the 4th of July, you've got a bunch of food you got to prepare. But before you do that, you better make sure that you have a really good beer.
So it's time for Siciliano's Beer of the Week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Wolverine State Brewing Company. It's called NZ Pills.
Okay.
So let's give that a
from
taste.
Ann Arbor,
yes.
Right?
Wolverine
Building.
Yeah, it's right out of the Blue and Gold Town.
Ooh, interesting. Almost got a little fruity profile to it.
Oh,
I don't know if that's the hops.
Very nice.
Hmm.
So it's called Wolverine
State Brewing
Company.
I'm not really sure. Is it an IPA, Bob?
It uses no. It's a pills.
Pills.
NZ pills.
Okay.
So it uses 100% Nelson Sauvin hops. Never heard of those. But it took 2018 silver at the American Style Pilsner at, I'm going to say, the American Beer Festival. That's in Colorado every year.
Drinks
which
light.
We have to go to.
Right.
I mean, and not take the women.
Right. Well, yeah. But it drinks light. I think this is a session beer. It's not. It doesn't feel like it's too overloaded. And
is that how you judge it?
Right, and it's $2 a can. It's so at Siciliano's, and that's the cool part, is that on the west side of Grand Rapids,
feels like
you can go out there and make your 6, 12, or 24, buy the can. You can
It's 5.1. It's 5.1 alcohol. So
that's right there in the microbrew then.
Yeah, but it's above the 4.5, so technically probably not a session.
Yep.
But close, it's not going to tip you over.
Right.
Unless you drink 12 of them.
And it's nice and light. I mean, it's not going to fill you up either. This is a good beer. I like this one. I'm a Sparty. It's made in Ann Arbor. It's from Wolverine Brewery.
That's okay.
But you know what?
We still love it. We love our brothers over in Ann Arbor.
I still like it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Coming up next, we've got the best burger recipes. Is it 5, 10, 15, or 20% fat? I'm on a 20. Stick this
Just another American Saturday night.